a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. The South Dakota Senate's Transportation Committee will come to order. I would like to welcome everyone here and greet those folks that are also listening to us on the Internet. My first reminder is to please silence your cell phones out of respect for those that are going to be testifying, those on the committee and those in the audience. At this point, I'll have the secretary please call the roll.
Senators Krebs.
Here.
Lucas. Excused. Monroe.
Here.
Amdahl.
Here.
Otten. Excused. Ewing.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
The quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a quorum this morning. We have some people that, you know, this is, we're going to see that occasionally where we have people that have bills in other committees, and so they'll be gone, and they may come back if they get through with their bills. At this point, the chair would entertain a motion on the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Amdahl and seconded by Senator Monroe to approve the minutes as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. We have a couple pages, I believe, here. If you just step up to a mic and introduce yourself and then tell us what you plan on doing with the rest of your life after you leave here.
Hello, I'm Larissa Schoenbeck, and I'm from Webster, South Dakota, and I'm going to go to Augustana College for Business Administration and Nonprofit.
All right, thank you.
My name is Chelsea Bile, and I'm from Rossall, and I'm either going to go to USD, otherwise University of Northwestern by St. Paul, and I'm not sure about my major.
All right, thank you. I'm going to remind people, if you are going to testify this morning, to please sign in at the podium so the secretary can have your name spelled correctly, and remind the committee that we'll take the questions through the chair. At this point, we're going to take up Senate Bill 61, and we will take presenters for that bill. Senate Bill 61. Welcome, Ms. Hilmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Senate Bill 61 really is just a rewrite of our organizational license plates. If you remember right, last year we passed the organ donor plate provision for the organizational plates, and we also had another one in there that was the first responders. And they were written separate from our organizational plate. So what our attorneys did was actually go through the law and clean it all up so that in the future, if this body wants to add an additional entity to that group, they can merely just add it in one line. And then everything else would be the same for the application, the requirements as to how they have to be displayed, and what you do if your plate is destroyed. So basically all it did was clean up, and it was at the governor had read through some of the bills and asked us to see if there wasn't a way to streamline that process and make it easier for the future when you wanted to add any of those types of license plates. You'll also see a bill later in session that deals with our military plates that we did this similar thing with. So we would ask for your support in Senate Bill 61. Be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 61. Further proponents of Senate Bill 61. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 61? Any opponents? Senate Bill 61. At this point, we'll move to questions. Are there questions for... we have one person to testify, so it would be Deb Hilmer. Any questions for Deb on this bill? Well, I'm not going to let you get away. I mean, there's only so many times I have left to have you come back up here.
That is true.
And so I'm
a short timer.
So I want to make sure that I get you up here. Is there anything new in the application that would be different than what was in the past?
Mr. Chairman.
For qualifications, that's what I'm...
Yeah. Really, the organizational process for the organizational that, and quite honestly, we have a list of probably, I'm close probably to 60 to 70 different types of organizational type decals that we offer. And their process is that they have to be registered with the Secretary of State's office. The issues that we had with both the first responder and the organ donor is that they weren't registered with the Secretary of State's office, but they were a 501(c), and so that's why we ended up with separate legislation on both of those issues. So when we wrote it so that the organizational ones have to qualify with filing of the Secretary of State's, but if this body decides to add another one that maybe doesn't meet all those qualifications, they can throw them into the second category. So it's really just, truly just cleanup of what is currently being done today. So,
Do you have a lot of organizations wanting to do this, and then all of a sudden you have one or two users? I mean, is this used a lot by the organizations that do come in?
Mr. Chairman, I do see quite a few of the organizational decals out there. It's really become kind of a fundraiser for them. I think it's kind of dropped off a little bit for them because, you know, we extended the license plates for 5 years. So, you know, when we do the new plate in 2016, then I think you'll see these people come back in and get additional decals or for their organizations, maybe push those organizational decals a little more. So,
thank you. Senator Omdahl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deb, this may be kind of a squirrely question to ask, but can a person specify as an organ donor what organs you want to donate, whether a kidney or a heart or a lung?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know that I know the answer to that question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator.
Okay. Any further questions? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
We will close to public testimony and open it up for discussion and or action on Senate Bill 61. Senator Ewing.
Mr. Chairman,
I would move for a due pass on Senate Bill 61.
It's been moved by Senator Ewing and seconded by Senator Omdahl for a due pass motion on Senate Bill 61. Discussion on that motion. Any discussion? Hearing none, the motion is to, on due pass motion on Senate Bill 61, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Krebs.
Aye.
Lucas, excused. Monroe.
Aye.
Omdahl.
Aye.
Otten, excused. Ewing.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Five ayes.
Senate Bill 61, having received a majority vote of the committee, is approved and will go to the floor on the debate calendar. Senator Monroe.
I move that the committee place Senate Bill 61 on the consent calendar.
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Krebs, to put Senate Bill 61 on the consent calendar. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 61 goes to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you, everyone. We went through that one quite easily. Since I have the next bell, I'm going to turn the gavel over to Senator Ewing, and I hope we can do the same thing with the next bill.
Okay. Welcome to Hillbilly Style of Government. We will be considering Senate Bill SB 93 at this time, and... good morning, Senator Valley. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Today I'm bringing to you Senate Bill 93. And if you'll remember, I had a bill last year that was a fill-in-the-blanks bill, and we were trying to discuss what we wanted to do with liquid natural gas. And the reason that we did that is we look through the list of fuels, and if you turn to page, let's see, what page is it here? Page 3 of the bill, and it lists all the fuels that we have a fuel tax on. And we got special fuel, which is diesel, we got av gasoline, jet fuel, liquid petroleum gas, compressed natural gas, ethanol, methanol, but we don't have a liquid natural gas. So that's what this bill does, is it adds liquid natural gas. Now, in order to have liquid natural gas, it's got to be 260 degrees below zero. Because at 260 degrees below zero, it condenses into a liquid. I'm guessing that when a lot of these were done, people figured there's going to be no one driving down the road with a cooler to keep natural gas at 260 degrees below zero, because otherwise it's going to vaporize and be gone. Well, technology has changed, and there are some stations that are going in where they're using liquid natural gas. And so we need to have some type of tax on it. Right now, it wouldn't be taxed. And so they'd be using our roads and not paying for any way to use those roads. So that was the justification for this bill. It's been set. I set it at 14 cents on this. And this could be debatable. And when if we ever redo all the numbers, we can take a look at it. But this is based on the BTU content of gasoline. And so it has less BTU content than gasoline. So you know, the old fifth grade cross multiply. And it came out to about 14.3 or something like that cents. So I just went with 14 cents so that we have something on the books. At some point, we may want to have another peg if we want to do that. Then the third thing the bill does is have a catch-all so that this doesn't happen to us again. I don't know what fuel there may be out there, but it just says that what we will do in the future, if there is a fuel out there that begins to be used, that we'll use the gasoline BTU as a peg, and then use whatever it is per gallon to figure out what that would be percent per gallon for that particular fuel. And then the legislature could always change that when it comes into session, but it may be coming in while we're out of session, so at least it would give the Department of Revenue something to work with. So those are the three things I have to say about the bill that it does. It defines what liquid natural gas is, it sets a tax on it, and then it sets a formula for other fuels that may come down the pike in the future. And with that, Mr. Chair, I will open it up for questions when the time is right.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any further proponents that would care to testify? Good morning, Deb. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And first and foremost, I want to thank Senator Valley for really bringing this to our attention last year and then giving us the summer to actually research this a little bit and see how it matched up with our state laws. And if you look at page 2, you'll see that we changed the conversion rate on compressed natural gas. And the reason that we did that is because that is the recommended conversion rate. And so we wanted to try to get it in sync with what other states are using and have some consistency. I think Senator Valley pretty well explained to you what this bill does. And it really does the three things. It sets out the taxing mechanism for liquid natural gas, and that is an up-and-coming fuel. We were at a conference this summer, and there is a long-term plan to build liquid natural gas lines, especially on the main corridors. They're starting in the east and the west, and then they'll come through the central part of the state. South Dakota didn't look like it was probably for another 3 to 5 years that we would have it here, but we felt that it was probably time that we put something into place so that it was there. People knew what their tax liabilities were going to be if liquid natural gas does come into the state. So we think it's giving us that opportunity to, if head things off and not have some non-reporting or upset people then when we come back in and you end up taxing it at a later date. So it still gives the legislature the ability to come in and look at them again in the future, but it just sets in place some reporting requirements for us. So, and his, as he indicated, the last section of the bill is basically just kind of what we call a catch-all, so that if there are some special fuels or fuels being contemplated out there, there's a reporting, there's a requirement to report the tax, and there's a reporting mechanism. So we do rise in support of the bill, and we thank Senator Valley for carrying it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents that would like to testify?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Donna Lightsky, and I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association. So it's my group that will put this infrastructure up to provide this alternative fuel to consumers. And I don't have anything to add on that. I just wanted to kind of make the committee aware that there are a couple LNG stations in Iowa presently. The challenge for marketers is that they take up a lot of real estate, because they have these big above-ground tanks that they store the product in. So you're most likely going to see those on the I-90 and I-29 corridors at the truck stops are probably where you're going to see them. And you probably will see a couple of those crop up. So we do think this is a good bill. We advocate getting this tax on the record before that fuel comes into our state so that we have a seamless flow when that happens and we can start collecting, because the roads don't know the difference between LNG, diesel, propane, gasoline, ethanol. And I'd stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents that would like to testify at this time? Okay, good morning. You
have the floor. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Deb Mortensen. I'm the registered lobbyist for the Associated General Contractors, and we are here obviously in support of this bill this morning. We think it's very important that you're taking a long view of fuels that are coming down the pike so that we can continue to ensure adequate funding for our roads and bridges. The one thing that we haven't discussed this morning that I'd like to mention briefly, just so we keep it on our dance card, is electric cars. So support the passage of this bill. Keep that one in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further testimony from proponents? Welcome, Myron. Obviously, you're not going to muddy the water this morning. You're going to help us out here, huh?
That's correct. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's nice, keep in mind, this is the 23rd year I've done this. It's nice to see that we're ahead of the power curve. Oh, now I'm being asked why I'm not wearing a bow tie. Because I wear a bow tie when I want to rather than when everybody else does. A non-traditional guy. Anyway, in California, in a lot of the ports in Illinois and other places, the trucking industry has already made this switch. That's why I say this bill may not be ready for prime time. I mean, as far as we don't have the product here, it's going to come. It's nice, and I thank Senator Valley for pursuing it last year and again this year and making sure that we do have a system in place to tax it before it comes here. But the industry is moving that way. It's just a matter of time. So, again, we rise in support. Let's get ahead of this before we're behind it. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents on Senate Bill 93. Good morning.
Good morning. You probably don't need one more, but I'm Bob Miller with the Mass Transit Association. We're the folks with the buses. The liquid natural gas is the fuel of our future. It's where our industry is headed, and it's great that you're going to get this in place, because we're making decisions now on what stock we're going to be buying in 5 years, and this will really help. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents on Senate Bill 93? None. How about any opponents that would care to testify? Okay, well, one more time for proponents. And again, for opponents, we'll close the testimony on the floor and open it up for committee questions at this time. Any questions from the committee? Okay. Well, go ahead and open it up for further discussion from the committee or action at this time on Senate Bill 93.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 93.
Second.
Okay, we have a due pass and a second on Senate Bill 93. Secretary, will you call for the further discussion on the bill? If not, yep. Go ahead, Senator.
Might as well make a comment. Yep, I agree with all you people. I think it's a good bill. Get us ready.
Okay. Further comments? If none, Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas? Excused. Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten? Excused. Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Five ayes.
Senate Bill 93 has received a majority vote of the committee and goes to the floor on the debate calendar. All right. Any other thing to come before the business of the committee? Just a quick explanation. We had on the docket at one time Senate Bill 36, and in talking with some folks, we weren't quite ready for that testimony, so we're going to defer that until such time as is necessary, so we get all the people that are want to be able to testify on that on deck. So with that, we'll set a calendar where there is not a whole lot. There was, I should mention that on Senate Bill 61? There was, and I hope you all did see this, and we got to get used to using that, but there was a fiscal impact statement, and the fiscal impact statement is, it was negligible. Yeah, it says, hence the impact on jail population is negligible. So just so that everyone is aware, we did have that impact statement, and I think what we will do, I got a copy of it. Did the other members of the committee get a copy? What we will do in the future, we'll make sure that before we consider the bill that everyone does get a copy. This one, because the impact is negligible, I don't think we need to go back and do anything. But we will in the future make sure that that is distributed to the committee members, and so that you can have it in your mind when you're making a decision on this. It's just a new part that we need to get ready for, and so that's why I mention it now, so that we have that in our mindset. If and then I'll ask the staff to make sure that we each get a copy of those when they come available. With that, the chair would entertain a motion on adjournment.
I'll move to adjourn.
It's been moved by Senator Krebs and seconded by Senator Monroe that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.